U.S. officials continue to push North Korea to release Kenneth Bae, an American missionary. He's been sentenced to 15 years in prison on charges of plotting to overthrow the government. If China can help with that release, Secretary Kerry's willing to try, says State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
Of course, the Chinese enjoy a special relationship with the North Korean government that has proved helpful in pushing some of our mutual goals, right? Whether it's denuclearization of the peninsula, getting North Korea to stop taking provocative actions. Certainly, if there could be a role, again, I don't know that there is, but if there could be, I'm sure we'd be happy to have that conversation.
The standoff shows that Washington knows little about what's going on in Pyongyang, especially since the rise of Kim Jong-un, says American University professor Lou Goodman.
I don't think there's real knowledge about what the agenda is of this new regime, how they see themselves. There isn't knowledge about who has contacts, who doesn't have contacts.
China, as North Korea's principal contact, is working to improve dialogue with Pyongyang, says Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei.
The overall situation on the Korean Peninsula at present is quite fragile. We hope all sides can exercise restraint and not take steps to provoke each other.
But the United States should not count on China for a breakthrough with North Korea, says American Enterprise Institute analyst Michael Oslin.
The U.S. hasn't been coming up with any new initiatives, and certainly no one through the entire process has come up with new initiatives other than China, which is essentially to keep giving the North Koreans time.
North Korea has used that time to rebuild its nuclear program. The United States says it will not resume talks with Pyongyang until it agrees to restart nuclear inspections. Assistant Secretary for East Asian Affairs, Danny Russell.
Talks for talk's sake are not the path to verifiable denuclearization. It's essential that North Korea participate as a serious negotiating partner.
It's not at all clear that North Korea is ready for that.
Leaders of small states, when they're pressured, can feel they're in a corner and commit hara-kiri. And I think China fears that. China really fears instability within its region.
Which makes avoiding confrontation important to both China and the United States.
China wants the status quo because it's helpful for their policy to have the U.S. off balance and consumed with dealing with North Korea. The U.S. wants the status quo because, quite frankly, during a decade of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we didn't and couldn't have dealt with and didn't want to deal with something changing on the peninsula.
In Seoul, Kerry also hopes to ease tensions between South Korea and Japan over disputed islands that may contain large deposits of natural gas. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.